During my training as a young Dominican, I was privileged to work at the Midlands Hospital for a number of semesters. The Midlands Hospital is situated just outside the town of Howick in KwaZulu-Natal in South Africa. And it is there that this hospital, it's actually a hospice, houses some of the most vulnerable individuals of our common humanity. Where I worked most often was amongst the people who have Down syndrome, who could not be fully properly socialized and needed high and ongoing care for most of their lives. It was a wonderful experience to be surrounded with so much honesty and also with so much love. And it was a privilege to work there. It was also a privilege to encounter the people in the other wards, sometimes people that people wouldn't regard even as people, that their humanity was so shaped, so differently shaped, that they would hardly survive 1 or 2 years after birth, but would be cared for by a principled staff, a staff who gave them the full recognition of their humanity, no matter how far that humanity was removed from our expectations of what it is to be human. And this is of great importance when we come to the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, because we are saying, in scientific terms, that a zygote has the full humanity and has full access to the fullness of God's grace, God's love, and of God's plans for our future. That the human shape does not matter. What matters is that we are human beings from the very first moment of our conception all the way through to our natural and dignified death. The Immaculate Conception places us in front of that truth, that from the very first moment when we are no more than a new genetic code, and scientifically speaking, we are both receivers and instruments of grace. In the case of Our Lady, that grace was the prevenient grace of the baptism instituted by her son, preparing her as a human being to respond to God's call, which would come later in her life. It did not matter that she did not look human as a zygote. She was human in the eyes of God and in the effects of grace. So the Immaculate Conception has a great deal to reflect back to us for our contemplation at this time of year, especially in terms of the various episodes and events that have emerged in the shared history of the world. I'm talking about those unfortunate experiences our brothers and sisters in America have had of police action against black people. I'm also talking of the deprivations and the violence visited by ISIS on so many people in that region of the Middle East. I am talking about South Africa, where the physical abuse of children stands at one of the highest rates in the world in terms of family life. And together with the abuse against women, which is also extraordinarily high, we have to declare, and we are busy with, the 16 days of activism against violence visited on women and children. And other places in the world have similar problems. And they have those problems because human beings are not regarded as being fully human. But what the Immaculate Conception teaches us, that we are fully human from the very first moment of our existence, and that has consequences. Any of those who have listened to me here on WordOP.org for any length of time know that one of my favorite phrases is the architecture of theology, that things fit together as St. Thomas fitted things together in his Summa Theologica. And the fitting together of the Immaculate Conception is a fitting together with human dignity across all the vast experiences, shapes, colors, and cultures of humanity. That if we can recognize that Our Lady is immaculately conceived, that God's grace can be given to her as a gift from the very first moment, from the time she is called a zygote, all the way through her life, to her assumption into heaven, and to her present place before the throne of God interceding for us, then we must recognize that anyone who is not like me is, in fact, the same as me. The Immaculate Conception of Our Lady opens to us this honoring of life, this devotion to life. A devotion to life that is so pro-life that the most vulnerable and the most odd-shaped of humanity becomes, for us, full humanity, is for us full humanity, as some of those people were, who were there in the Midlands Hospital, people who would not survive 2 or 3 years, people so differently shaped from our normal human shape that their parents rejected them, but that they found a place of love and acceptance for their short and often painful lives because of their different shape, of their different form of humanity. But the Immaculate Conception convinces us at a deeper level than simply that of human rights and human rights legislation, that we are one family, beyond our shapes, beyond our capacities, our emotional and mental capacities, beyond even our physical capacities. We are one humanity, and we must recognize in each other that humanity, if we are to honor the Immaculate Conception of Our Lady. The Immaculate Conception is an enormous challenge to us. But it is a challenge that has been taken up over and over again with great love and with great success. The Midlands Hospital in Howick is one of the places where the challenge was taken up and human and loving care is given to those who do not resemble the rest of us in human shape or capacity. That challenge is taken up when the truly pro-life activists not only prevent an abortion, but also support the child brought into the world for the next 20 years until they can stand on their own feet. The Immaculate Conception challenges us in times of racial and cultural division to recognize our shared humanity and our shared grace. The grace of God present to us, no matter what our shape, our form, our color, our language, or our culture, as that grace was fully present to the zygote, we dare to call the Immaculate Conception, and we dare to call Mary, the Mother of God. Amen.